Blog Talk Radio.
Dexter, God is everywhere. Everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you. He's in the wind. He's in the waves. He's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Episode of Blog Talk Radio, Believers in Christ. You're with Donald Casey. Just want to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, I just want to say thank you for waking us up another glorious morning, because Father, without you, this is not even possible. So we just continue to walk the righteous path and do the things of you and not our lives, Father. And just want to say thank you for everything and what you're doing for us, showing us, revealing the Bible to us, and the greatest way you can possibly do it. And the key is believing on Yeshua, him, Mashiach. In the name of Jesus Christ, we want to say thank you. Amen. Welcome to another episode. Again, it's been a busy week, so I'm finally where I'm supposed to be, so I'll be able to talk to y'all at least once a day or once every 2 days, definitely, and to get this gospel out to y'all. So there's a lot of things happening this year that we need to be aware of. The blood moons, and we're going to probably do a show here soon, me and my brother, to discuss about, you know, the terror that's coming upon this country. You know, there's been terrorism all the time, you know, a long time in this country, but now, as it's being revealed to us, because God showed us, he will allow these things, is because the country's getting more and more out the Bible. So, just a few things to look forward to this year and this month. And everything. So hopefully everybody had a great week, great weekend, and getting to y'all into this gospel. So if you're working on things that needs to be worked on, you know, just keep praying on it and just don't shy away from God. When you do things, you do things for God. You run towards Him more. So always remember that. if you know anyone that needs prayer, or you need prayer for yourself or anything, have a Gmail account address. It's DonCase31. It's DonCase31. And if you just send your prayers to there, at gmail.com. DonCase31@gmail.com. So if you know someone needs prayers, or if you want to be on a show, or just anything like that, you're more than welcome. Just feel free, or if you got a question or anything that needs to be answered, trust me, it's going to get answered, because we take this very serious, and a lot of times you won't see your answers in the church, and then people just give up. That's why I named the show that, is that God's message will always get through, all the time, but you have to know what you're looking for. Most people just think this is the answer because they heard it from somebody, but they don't do research or things get revealed to themselves for them to understand the gospel. You see what I'm saying? A lot of churches don't even have the answers. You would think they do, but a lot of them don't, you know? And then they tell you, you know, some churches will tell you something bogus. Well, to look at a church to see where they're at, and if you know there's a if this is a church of God, you have to look at its fruits. You know, does the congregation have love? Does this man or woman have a lot of knowledge and understanding on the gospel? Does he shy away from people who are sinners? Does he, you know, is he all about money? Is he about this? Is he about that? Just look at a person's fruits, and then you'll see from who they are and what they are. And then you can ask, you know, if you're leery on questions or trying to change your life. You know what I mean? So, again, hopefully this show can dissect a lot of things for you to give you a better understanding, because we do. You know, there's a lot of things that has to be researched and understood on the reason why the gospel the way it is today. You know, and God's message is always going to get through to you. But the key is getting revelation from God to let you know that this information is good. You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing. How do you know what you're reading is true? You know, how do you know that book you're reading is true? How does it validate itself to say I'm truth? You see what I'm saying? Same thing. How do you witness about a person you don't know? How do you know this person's not a killer or a mass murderer or anything like that? How do you be like, you know what? This person's a killer, or this person's a this or that. It has to go back. You have to get your research and get things revealed from you from God and the Bible. You have to go both ways. You know, it's very spiritual. So, again, I just wanted to share that with somebody who's listening and trying to look for some kind of truth. But now, again, God's message will always get through regardless or whatever. It may take time. Or if you're praying for something, it may take time. But meanwhile, while you're waiting, do things for God. Do things for the Father. You know, pay your tithes, give offerings, help somebody. Do something that you usually wouldn't do out of the ordinary for God. You know, you may step out of your boundaries a little bit. But while you're waiting on that blessing to come, His message is going to get through. But the key is while you wait, do you trust Him? Do you trust Him? I mean, do you honestly trust God? Do you trust money or God? You see what I'm saying? For things to get done, we have to understand and ground ourselves more on God's will and His word. Build more faith. Pray different. These times is coming up. I always talk about it. This year right now is really separating a lot of things. So you're going to see a lot of things get revealed this year more than what we have in history ever. Ever. Just make sure that if you saw it, if you're having crazy dreams, we can talk about it. Email me, and we can discuss these things. I mean, I'm not a big person on interpreting visions. I do a little bit, but to give you an understanding, if it's Satan or God, to tell you one of those, because Satan doesn't give you future. He can only give you past and something, you know, that's not of Him. But anyway, again, God's message will always get through. Always remember that. His message is very, very powerful. It can break any barrier. You can be doing something for all these years and get a Bible and get a gospel and get a word. It can break all that. That's how powerful it is, the love of it. It can break any barrier that you have been holding all in your life and all in your heart for years. And it's just nothing but a book away. That's how powerful it is. Hearing people's testimonies who's been drinking or smoking all their life or being mean to people all their life, and then all of a sudden they get a whiff of Jesus. It's like, wow, this is real. You know what I mean? Because His message will always get through. His message will always get through to people. So what am I saying? Practice more. And when His message comes, when you see certain people that you know that's not of God start to change, you better pay attention, because the message got through to him or her. Okay? It's not like, oh, I'm getting churchy. No. People want to change their life. People want to change their life. I always remember that. Just because you see somebody go to church, they think they're trying to better themselves, for one. And for two, what's wrong with changing your life? You see what I'm saying? When you start telling knowledge to people and stuff like that, they'll be like, oh, you must have went to church. Yeah, I went to church. Matter of fact, I didn't hear the show. I didn't start to hear different, you know, elements of life. I mean, different, you know, understanding from the Bible than I ever heard. It's because when God reveals something to you, you can't hold it in. That's what I love talking to people whose lives has changed to Christ, is that they jump around for joy and being happy in it, and then they look at them crazy like, what is wrong with you? Like, you don't understand what I just went through. And Jesus just opened my eyes towards it because the message got through. Always remember that. Look at that person. Look at that woman. Look at that man who's seen that. Now, if they mess up or whatever, like, see, look at them. They're messing up. Don't get on them. Don't get on them if they mess up or shy back off. God said, I love a backslider. It's because when they left and they're coming back because they know where the truth is. They know where the love is. People got a lot to understand about this gospel, and that's what this show is about. You're going to mess up. Paul said if you're sinning, if you don't sin, you're lying. You're going to, but the key is just repenting. It's like, you know what, Father, I messed up. Let me get back on track with you. Show me this. I apologize, Father. I messed up. Admit your faults as a man or a woman. Okay? The message is always there. It's going to get through, but you have to allow it and let it dwell in your heart. You have to. So, again, the message is always going to get through. It's up to you to take it, dwell on it, or let it sink in, and hopefully it can open up your heart. Because Jesus says, I'm there knocking on the door. Will you let me in? That's the key. Jesus said it. Oh, I'm here. I'm knocking on your door. The key is letting him in, releasing all that barrier, all that hatred, all that, what you want to call it, grudges with people, all that hatred. Let Jesus in for like 5 minutes. You can see, you can feel your whole life on what you're supposed to be. Always remember that. I don't care how bad someone has done you wrong or does you dirty. A lot of things have been done to me myself, but I can't hold no grudges. I love Jesus too much, so I got to keep it pushing. I ain't going to let nothing happen to me. But that's another story, but I'm just being totally honest with you, and this gospel is very, very true. It's very, very humble, and you can see, you know, you could change more lives than what you think you can just by speaking. That's how the gospel has changed. Just the same way it's changed you, you can change someone else, the way it's grasped you in. Or if you see somebody in the same situation you was in, and you tell them, and you share with them, like, you know what, man, this is true. This is what changed my life. I want to share it with you. Don't force it, though. You know, you may talk a little different to your family members or however the case may be, but that's fine. But once you understand, as God has showed you, show the love, how Jesus showed you the love to change the next person. That's why that message will always get through to people. Always. So always remember that. God's message is always going to get through, but it's up to you to take it. It's up to you to take it, believe it, and run with it. So, again, I'll probably be doing tomorrow or later on today. And just feel free to call in if you've got any questions or someone that needs to be prayed for. And just gearing a lot of stuff towards Jesus more. I mean, not to say I wasn't doing it in the first place, but a lot of stuff is coming ahead that we need to pay attention to, and it needs to be on the table. So when it comes and tries to attack us, we can brush it off with the word. So got a minute left, and just keep tuning in. And again, it's Don Case, D-O-N Case, C-A-S-E, 31, @gmail.com. Feel free to email me something or whatever. It's very important that this gospel gets out to all people, women, children, everything, because what's happening right now, God is using us as the last. I mean, this generation ain't going to pass. So this is it, y'all. And not to scream the world's over or nothing like that, but it's about to be over for man, and God's going to take over. But while in the meantime, while we have the authority over the gospel, let's use it right. In the name of Yahshua, Him, Mashiach, God bless y'all, and have a great day. Love y'all. Peace.